The Academy Awards have been criticized for a lack of diversity. Last year it was the hashtag OscarsSoWhite. This year's nominees include more people of color. A new study shows, though, that the Academy has a long way to go when it comes to honoring films with older actors. NPR's Ina Jaffe, who covers aging, has this report.
Maybe there should be a new hashtag, OscarsSoYoung. In the 25 films nominated for Best Picture Oscars over the past 3 years, less than 12% of the characters were people 60 or older, and very few of those were women or minorities. This is according to a new study by Stacey Smith, who directs the Media Diversity and Social Change Initiative at the University of Southern California. She said she examined just Best Picture nominees because she wanted to see
whether critically acclaimed movies might portray groups a little bit differently from the popular film sample that we looked at in the past.
And the answer is no, they don't, even when there are older characters. Smith found they rarely drive the plot. In fact, she found only two examples of an actor over 60 who was essential to the story, and they were both played by this guy. That's Michael Keaton in Birdman, which won Best Picture in 2015. The next year, he played a Boston Globe editor in the Best Picture winner Spotlight, the story of the investigation that broke the priest sex abuse scandal.
Hey, I want to expand the investigation. Why? We got a fourth priest.
Arguably, there was a third character over 60, integral to the plot in one of this year's Best Picture nominees. That was Jeff Bridges as the Texas Ranger in pursuit of bank robbers in Hell or High Water. Then again, he had to put up with comments like this one from his deputy.
You want to hear about these bank robberies, or you just sit there and let Alzheimer's run its course?
It seems that having older characters often means having dialogue that insults them, says Smith.
For those films that had leading or supporting characters that were 60 or above, over 40% had ageist comments within them.
Comments that portrayed older people as infirm or feeble-minded. Studies show that embracing negative stereotypes about age can lead to poor health and even a shorter lifespan. This is why Humana, the health insurance giant, funded Smith's study. Dr. Yogi Hernandez-Suarez is the chief medical officer for a division of Humana, and she says that movies can reinforce negative stereotypes.
So if I don't see myself in the movies, what does that say about me? Am I not a valued person? Should I be preparing for a future, or will I just sort of disappear at a certain time?
The AARP has actually been looking at this issue since 2001. Movies made that year were the first to be recognized with the organization's Movies for Grown-Ups Awards. Those honor films and actors portraying characters 50 and over. Bill Newcott founded the program.
This last year, 2016, of the top 100 box office movies, 26 of them featured characters who were 50 and over in central roles. When we started these awards in 2001, 7 movies did.
So things are getting better, says Newcott, but not because filmmakers have been shamed into including older people.
111 million people in the U.S. are over 50. They buy 25% of movie tickets, and that number is rising.
So if we see more older characters on the big screen in coming years, it'll likely be because Hollywood does what it's always done, focus on the bottom line. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.